Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I want to focus on trade today. 25% of ag income comes from products sold to other countries. Production from 1 out of every 3 acres is exported. Agriculture has a positive trade balance of more than $30 billion. Well, as positive as our ag trade balance is, total U.S. trade is running a massive trade deficit, roughly $700 billion. $700 billion. President Trump has already rejected the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. He wants bilateral agreements with individual countries. Well, my first question anyway is, what trading partners are pushing up this huge imbalance? The answer? China gets a prize. Half of the deficit is because of Chinese trade. And then we can blame the EU for 20%, Japan 9%, Mexico 8%, Canada tiny 2%. Other countries in the world make up the rest. The fact is that China has been a very important market for our ag products, but they are not consistent. They are a manipulator. They have given a subsidy of more than $100 billion to their farmers over the past 3 years, and that distorts the market. 2 years ago, China supported the price of corn at $10 per bushel, if you can imagine. The U.S. has launched a World Trade Organization case against China's grains policy. China has raised tariffs on U.S. ethanol from 5% to 30%. They have effectively closed the door on our exports of distillers' dried grain. Duties and tariffs and manipulation of the market is not fair trade. The United States has by far the most open market of any developed country in the world. Other countries, at the drop of a hat, slam a tariff on our imports. Turn to Europe now. The EU is responsible for 20% of our trade deficit. They can be very restrictive also. The EU closes the door on most biotech products. And when I was Secretary of Agriculture, they stopped importing any of our meat. They had to inspect every one of our processing plants, and after 2 years, they started accepting only horse meat. The French just couldn't get enough horse meat. Anyway, we don't want a trade war. Agriculture could be hurt, but we need to do something. A border adjustment tax could be the answer. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.